Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, Real Soul Music Talk Radio with your host, DJ Jane OG, on the 1, 2, and 3 to get everything you need to proceed in this crazy illusion called the world. What's going on, people? I want to say, first off, I know about this hurricane, Laura, that's going on in the particular area that I'm in. So, yeah. Want to send out some positive energy. Hope nobody houses or, you know, homes get affected. And with that being said, also want to say peace to the gods, known and unknown, and peace to the goddesses, known and unknown, as well as your ancestors and mine. And without further ado, jump into today's show. I've been hyped about this one here all day. The topic of today's show is what's happening to the earth cosmically. Now, I want to get into some information there. Research I came across. This is on sciencealert.com. I can go and check this out for yourself. It says that the Earth appears to be traveling through the debris of ancient supernova. Okay, this is published on 24th of August, yesterday. The author is Michelle Starr. Shout out to her. Radioactive dust deep beneath the ocean waves suggests that the Earth is moving through a massive cloud left behind by an exploded star. Continuously for the last 33,000 years, space has been seeding Earth with a rare isotope of iron forged in the supernova. It is not the first time the isotope known as the iron-60 has dusted our planet. But it does contribute to a growing body of evidence that such dusting is ongoing, that we are still moving through an interstellar cloud of dust that could have originated from a supernova millions of years ago. Okay, iron-60 has been the focus of several studies over the years. It has a half-life of 2.6 million years, which means it completely decays over 15 million years. So any samples found here on Earth must have been deposited from elsewhere, since there is no way any iron-60 could have survived from the formation of the planet 4.6 billion years ago. Okay. They also say it has been found in the Arctic snow, according to the evidence. It had to have fallen in the last 20 years. Okay, and a few years ago, a scientist announced that iron dash 60 has been detected in the space around Earth, measured over a 17-year period by NASA's space-based advanced compositation of Explorer. Earth, you see, is currently moving through a region cloud, the local interstellar cloud, made up of dust, gas, and plasma. If this cloud was created by exploding stars, then it's reasonable to expect that it's dusting Earth with a very faint rain of iron-60. That is what the Antarctic detectionist has suggested. Now, I know y'all may be wondering what's up with this iron-60 and how does that apply to you? Okay, here's the Wikipedia part of that. Iron-60 is an iron isotope with a half-life of 2.6 million years, but was thought until 2009 to have a half-life of 1.5 million years. It undergoes beta decay to cobalt-60, which then decays with a half-life of about 5 years to stable nickel-60. Traces of iron-60 has been found on lunar samples. Now, I did read about the local interstellar cloud. Now, the local interstellar cloud is also known as the local floof. It is an interstellar cloud roughly 30 light years across through which the solar system is moving. It is unknown if the sun is embedded in the local interstellar cloud or in the region where the local interstellar cloud is interacting with the neighboring G cloud. Should I pay close attention to the things that I'm saying because I want y'all to do your own research on that. Now, I gave y'all about the Betelgeuse star earlier in the year. I'm going to read a little bit on that just to refresh your memory. The Betelgeuse star is usually the 10th brightest star in the night sky, and after Rigel, R-I-G-E-L, the second brightest in the constellation of Orion. It is a distinctly reddish and semi-regular variable star whose apparent magnitude varying between 0.00 and plus 1.6 has the widest range displayed by any first magnitude star. I'm setting it all up, people. Trust me. Now, what does this iron-60 do for the body? Okay, iron is a mineral that the body needs to grow and develop. Your body uses iron to make hemoglobin, a protein in the red blood cells that carries oxygen from the lungs to all parts of the body. And a myoglobin is a protein that provides oxygen to the muscle. Y'all should be figuring out now where I'm going with this. I'm going to leave it there because I got a lot more to read, but I'm going to leave it there for right now. I read that to give y'all the synopsis on exactly what's going on cosmically with this whole coronavirus and things like that, so I actually wanted to break it down. It's a star that has exploded in our solar system, and it is showering us with rays of iron. Now, the question is, I just gave you that the iron is actually good for you. So our body already makes iron within itself. We don't need any showering actually, but it's not going to do nothing more than produce good effects for us. So, what else am I saying? Glad you asked. The iron that 60 particular dust that is sprinkled upon our earth is actually here to help us. And I just read to you a while ago that it actually helps you, it helps with oxygen going throughout your body and going through your lungs. Now, why is that important? Well, think about it. If everybody's walking around with these masks on, however, it's a lot of different type of masks I've seen people wear, do you think that you are inhaling the iron that's 60 that is very beneficial to your health? That's just the question. With that, let me get into the vibe and the knowledge of the day, and I'm going to come back and break it down even more.
We deserve to be Das is the door to the Sephiroth. The Sephiroth is being the expression from the one thing. The Das is the hidden doorway back into the secret. That's the doorway that prevents you from being reabsorbed directly back into the Ein Sof. There has to be a point of resistance. All matter has a point of resistance to that call. The Das or the death door, the dark door, is that resistance. Okay? We forget who we are in order to bring the memory of our experience back through the door. You see, because there wouldn't be anything other than, if the door wasn't there, we wouldn't be. Okay? So death is not only a door, it's actually just a veil. You see, I mean, when you see door, you got this hard substance like that. No, it's so easy to kill, so hard to bring to life. You see, because it's easier to get back to the spirit than it is to come into the flesh and remember who you are. That part of you now where you say that the death is the white man trying to find a way back into that dark, I'll tell you the truth. The Caucasoid has created so many Kwipolofts. I don't know if you know what a Kwipoloth is. Okay, the Kwipoloth is essentially what happens after you pass through the door. The Kwipoloth is the shell creatures. Everything is a shell. Everything is based in Kwipoloth. There's no substance inside of it. He is the quintessential Kwipoloth because he is all shell with no substance. He gains substance by being the quintessential parasite. He latches on to culture. He latches on to your voice, your people, your songs, everything he can to fill himself out with. So the walking dead, essentially, the walking Das, would be represented in him, but with us, we'd be the door, which he keeps coming back to constantly go in to the inner sanctums to try to find himself. But in the world beyond the Das is all the world of the Kwipoloth, which is substanceless shells, all surfaces, the world of surfaces. And death is to get back from the surfaces into the essential. Is it the essential or the superficial? You see, that word death has so many different meanings. It doesn't mean anything. It's just variances in the shift of awareness. In other words, how do I shift the mirror to look at myself? If I shift it this way, I no longer live. If I shift it this way, I'm in life. It's the same thing. There is the process that we see: 9 months, labor, birth. That's like blink, 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 blink. You're alive right now. We're talking blink. It doesn't even exist. It's not real. What does exist is the fact that you and I are vibrating waves back and forth to one another. The doorway now is allowing us to do that, whereas all these waves would be just one amorphous wave of intelligence and light and mind. The door allows us now, or the door of Das allows us to be able to interface one with the next. How does Sephiroth 1 communicate with Sephiroth 6, or Sephiroth 6 with 8, and back to 2, Bina, and back to Hokumah, back to, how do they interface with one another? Through the door of the Das, you see. Now, the first part of it, does the white man try to, yes, he is. He is here to learn, and guess what, so are we. We are learning about death, or the Das, or ourselves, Darth Vader. We are learning who we are through that creature. You see? We are overstanding who we are based on all the things that we did in the spirit world. He's doing in the physical world. We fucked up the spirit world. We fucked up everything. We watch what happens in our children. He is showing us exactly what we did with ourselves through us growing a big head. You don't die. You don't come down to this level unless you got a big head thinking you knew it, you got it, fuck everything else, and then it came down on you. Innocence, that's the key back. After regaining all knowledge, you become very jaded. A lot of knowledge makes you very unhappy. Oh, wow. Yeah.
All right, we're back. Real Soulman Shark Radio. Hope y'all heard that. And listen, this is not a bash on any particular nothing, but you know what it is. So we don't judge, but yeah, for sure. Some things need to be said. Get back into today's show. What's happening to the Earth cosmically? All right. Now, to add more to what I said earlier, how does it affect you? How does it affect us? How does it affect us all? This is not an American, United States just problem alone. This is actually a worldwide phenomenon that's going on. Now, I know that they tell us, we don't know, but they tell us on the news that a lot of the other countries have isolated this particular virus. So, you know, you can take that on word value or, you know, however you take it. But me personally, unless I contact some people that's actually living in those countries, I won't believe it. So that's how I roll. With that being said, I want to get into another part of this today's show. What are some solutions? Here's a solution. Go outside a little bit more. Get some fresh air if you can. Of course, if you have, like, allergies and, you know, things of that nature, then I know, you know, it would be kind of hard for you to do such. But if you can prevent it, if you, you know, can avoid it, if you can go to certain places in your town, city, or wherever you are, just, you know, try to get you some fresh air and sun. It has a lot to do with getting this iron-60. It's good for you. It's good for your body. I just read that earlier. It's good for your mind. It's good for your soul. You know, like I always say, all minerals that exist here on this planet already resides within your body. I'm going to say that again. All minerals on this planet reside within your body. That includes iron, that includes copper, that includes gold, that includes magnesium, that includes, you get the point. So, I want to say that too, because a lot of this stuff is going on right now. It can be easily prevented if people only knew the truth about what's going on. I already discussed that on the prior show. Y'all can check that out on your leisure. So, go ahead and get to the last part. I gave you a solution. Told you about the problem. Now, what are we to do to head forth? That's the last particular question that I did have for today's show. What to do forth? Now, as we must all know that people say, I can't wait till everything goes back to normal. Now, here's the question. What is normal? Because normal is not for you, it's for others. You already know what I mean by that. By, what's this guy? I can't think of his, his first name is Jacob. He was recently shot by officers. He was a black man. I don't know exactly what officer shot him, but it was an officer that shot him. According to the reports, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was trying to go back to his car. He had 3 kids in that car, and they shot him in front of his kids. So, yeah, those kids are going to be dramatically improvised for the rest of their life. So, but he's still alive. I will say that. That's good news. Only bad news is he's paralyzed from the waist down for the rest of his life. Send my condolences to his family and send some positive vibes to them. I brought that up because there's a lot of that stuff that's going on right now. So, yeah, so for the people that say, hey, I can't wait to get back to normal, I don't know what your normal is, but me as a black person, my normal is a little different than others. Why did I bring that up? I brought that up because going forth, it's never going to be normal again. Y'all need to wake up and smell the coffee on that one, because it's never going to be normal again. This is going to keep reoccurring. This is just the first of the wave. I've done some more research. I'm going to get into that on another show, but according to my research, this is not the only virus that is about to affect us all. I'm not going to get into exactly what it is, because I don't want this to be a doom and gloom particular podcast, but yeah, you know, people need to know the truth, you know. A lot of stuff they show us on the news, it's not all truth. I say it all the time. They show you what they want you to know. They don't always show you what you need to know. Yeah, no doubt. Well, with that being said, I'm going to get my last couple of words in real quick. Just want y'all to know, man, just do some research, you know. Don't just take everything at face value. Figure out exactly what's going on, you know. I gave y'all that cosmic information because, you know, people are not listening to the random, information, but the actual physical information. So maybe people will start listening if I give them a universal point of view. Telling y'all what's going on in the cosmos, y'all. You know, real talk. Without further ado, I'm going to sign out. I do have my, want to send a shout out to my queen, my goddess, Angelica. She's been listening in. So I want to send a shout out to her, as well as all the people that's on the panel, Trippy T, YTD. And I got a new brother that's, eventually I'll be able to get him on the panel as well, Brother Equanif. So send a shout out to him as well, him and his family. Without any further ado, appreciate y'all listening in. Y'all download the podcast. I got the links on the description bar. All y'all do is go down there, check out all the blog sites and things that I got that y'all can do some research on for yourself. You know, research is not learned, research is earned. So without any work, you won't know anything. With that being said, we're going to go and sign out. This is Real Summon Sark Radio with your host, DJ Jane OG. And signing out, y'all. Peace.